Grace, mercy, and peace to you all from Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. The gospel you have heard today is the basis of today's sermon, especially these words. Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. Good afternoon, Mount Olive Lutheran Church. It is good, as always, to be here worshiping with you all. it's weird doing the afternoon one. I'm used to morning. Getting used to the evening one, too. And then it's like afternoon. I always like, morning, evening, About to trip over my words. But here we have the Lord's Prayer. Now, everyone knows the Lord's Prayer, right? Raise your hand if you know the Lord's Prayer. Good. Everybody's hands went up. If your hand didn't go up and we just read it, I'd be like, But I have to admit, it wasn't until I was maybe like 13 to 15 that I actually understood that the Lord's Prayer was like, oh, this is the prayer that the Lord has given us. I thought it was like, you know, this is the, now I lay me down to sleep. This is the table prayer where we say, you know, come Lord Jesus, you know, the established Christian tradition of how we pray. It is, but it's established by Christ. I bring this up because I recently, which is 4 years ago, had the opportunity to go to Israel. And if you ever get the opportunity, go. It's phenomenal. I love it. But by day 9 of our 11-day trip, you're kind of like overstuffed with information. They're like, oh, let's go see another historical site. And you're like, I need a break. I need time away from all of this. But one of the greatest places I got to see while I was there was a church by the name of Pastor Noster. Now, there being a church in Israel is like they're saying there's sand in the desert. There's churches everywhere, you know. You can't get away from them. And you're kind of sick of seeing them after a while. Not that they're not cool, not that they're not historical, not any of that. But you're like, oh man, this is like the 15th church we've seen today. Oh, and it has all this history. Great, yeah. Kind of overwhelmed with it all. But Pater Noster was different. You go there, and it's just on the other side of the Mount of Olives. You go there, and what happens? There are these murals there. There are tons of them. They all have the Lord's Prayer on them. Our Father who art in heaven. But each one has it in a different language, right? If there's, the next one is in French. Notre Père qui estes au ciel. I probably butchered that, but believe me. Then there's German. Un Vater in Himmel. Swahili. Baba yetu e minguli. And then, of course, the Latin. Pater Noster. Hence the name. But there aren't just 5 or 6 of these. There are over 100 of these murals in almost every of the major languages of the world. And it's the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven. You see, that's the thing, though. It's our Father. Our Father. He is your Father, he is my Father, but he is our Father. And not just our Father of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. He is that too, but of all Christians, of all denominations, all people in the world. And I think sometimes we forget that. I've been to churches where if you're not a card-carrying member of the LCMS Church, well, you might as well be beyond salvation, is the generally held opinion. My grandfather loved this man to death. He used to say, he doesn't believe this anymore, but when he was growing up in Detroit, the Catholics walked on this side of the street, and the Lutherans walked on this side of the street, and the two will never meet because, you know, we're not like those Catholics. And we're not. But at the same time, we both confess the name of Christ. We both say the Lord's Prayer. But yet, this idea that the different sects, the different denominations, the different traditions of Christianity permeates. We can accumulate a holier-than-thou mentality. And I saw it at the SEM all the time. I had this professor. His name is Dr. Scare, and he has that name for a reason, though that is his actual name. Man is getting up in his 90s. He's hunched over, rambles all the time, gets off topic, but he had this quirky kung fu way that he would teach his dogmatics class to make sure you understood what you believed, right? He'd say something and say, and our confessions say this, but it'd actually be the Catholic position. So if you ever just nodded your head along, be like, yeah, that's what we believe, you'd be like, oh, you don't even know your confessions. You're just nodding your head. I could say this was in the confessions, you'd believe anything. Great guy. So he's just finished doing one of these, you know, dogmatics kung fu. Nobody falls for it. It's the position of mysticism, which is like, oh, well, if you do these rites, God will have to do these things, right? It's the Coptic position. Nobody falls for it. Well, that's not in the confessions. That's not in the scripture. Good. He turns around to the board. Little old man starts drawing with his chalk. And right next to me, one of my fellow seminarians says, yep, and that's why the Coptics are going to hell. Nails on a chalkboard as that hand drops the chalk and just drags it on down and turns to look at the man sitting next to me. I took my chair and just moved it a little to the right because I didn't want to get caught in the splash of what was about to happen. I've seen somebody verbally melted twice in my life. That was one of them. How dare you? You sit here in America at the SEM where the most persecution you will ever probably receive lately is someone says, I don't like what you believe. And the Coptics, well, our brothers and sisters in Christ, those who confess at the name of Christ, used to be millions in North Africa. Then the Muslims came in. They held their necks to the sword and says, will you deny Christ? Will you confess that there is no God but Allah? And I tell you, hundreds of thousands said, you may cut off my head, but I will never forsake my God, my Christ. How dare you, young seminarian, dare to say that that man is not saved? That always stuck with me, not because I didn't know or understand that the same God we worship is the same God worshipped in all Christian denominations, or at least most. You confess Christ crucified, you are my brother and sister in Christ. And yes, we do have doctrinal differences, and yes, we should stand up for those things. But at the end of the day, when we confess our Father who art in heaven, it's not just our Father of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, but it is our Father, our Creator, the Holy One who has created all things and who has given you your life. Friends, be strengthened and encouraged that our God does not change on a whim. He doesn't change with the times because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So tonight, or later in the service today, understand the impact of those words of our Father in heaven. Because he is your Father. He is my Father. He is our Father in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.